Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be special schus, Ramon and Rosie Sheikhiu, schus Yochevit Fega, Bas Michal, Yehudis Basia, Kushlem Sochachul Israel, and schus Moshe Avesh and Rosie Moshe Mordechai, schus Hanagipo Bas, Naomi Eliza, Ms. Victoria Bastila Ovida, Tino Ben Esther Michal, Tala Basar Danya, Chiel Ben Shalamis, Racha Ben Slacha, Bechol Nase Yidehem. And we are going to be continuing our amazing series of Shi'urim and the Shalashidis Drashis of Maran Aram Zitzal, Sefer Shmot Ra'aya, זה הדרשה שדרש הרב בפרשת חיי שרה בשנת 1929, תפרש צדי, 1929, והיו חיי שרה. פרשה starts, this is, was the life of Sarah. על כך פתחו במדרש בפסוק, יודע השם ימי תמימים ונחלתם לעולם תהיה. Hashem knows the days of the Tumimim, and their nachala, their inheritance, will be forever. And they darshan it about Sarah. And they said that tzaddikim, just like their Tumim, their years are Tumim. V'nachalatam lo'olam tiyeh. In other words, goralam, chelkam shel ha'tumimim, just like the tzaddikim are Tumim, the years are time and the years are complete. And their chelek, their fate, their portion of these tumimim will be forever. V'nachalatam le'olam tiyeh. Shnei inyanim merkaziim v'parshatenu. We have in our parasha the kfu of Sarah, v'nachalas Eretz Yisrael, and we have the story of the zivug of Yitzchak. Shebi yisado, it is a continuation of the toldos of Sarah. These two topics are remuzim in the pasuk and in the medrash, on the yemei tumimim that continue forever. Their nachala is forever. It starts with Sarah, and then it continues with Yitzchak throughout the generations. The maimer of Sarah on the uniqueness of the Jewish people. Because the son of the maidservant will not inherit with my son with Yitzchak, received the bracha of Moshe. The Jewish people dwelled alone. And this comes from the well of Yaakov. The promise of the Kedusha of the Jewish people is bibdidutam, vayishkon Yisrael betach badad. The Jewish people dwelt in security alone, ein Yaakov, from the well of Jacob, from the Mayan of Yaakov. Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, reishit tvuato. Holy are the Jewish people to Hashem, the beginning of his tvuah, the beginning of his grain, the reishis. It's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Peret Bet, Pasuk Gimel. From this nevuah of Yirmiyahu, Oleh sheyesh shtei b'chinot kedusha b'Yisrael. It emerges that there are two b'chinas of kedusha in the Jewish people. There's b'chinas ha-truma, or b'chinat ha-kodesh. We have truma and kodesh. Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, reishis tvuaso. We have the truma, and we have the kodesh. בתרומה, בראשית התבואה, אמרו חזר ראשית, צריך שיהיו שייריה ניכרים. The שייריים have to be ניכר. What's left over, in other words, when you take the truma, to give it to the kohen, there has to be, what's left over has to be recognizable. Meaning if you make your whole storehouse truma, it's worthless. By kodesh, a person can be makdish everything. B'chol kol kosh yisraeli la'asoto hekdesh. U'b'zor amru, lekadsha kolchad bigarmei. Et atzmo. Everybody has to sanctify himself. That's the kedusha of Klal Yisrael. So we have the bechin of truma, sheyesh hayar nikarim, that there are leftovers, as we'll see what that means soon. And then there's also the musik of kodesh. Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, that it's all holy. The pasuk says, we've discussed this pasuk many times, Ko amar Hashem lebeit Yaakov, asher pada et Avraham. So said Hashem to the house of Yaakov, who redeemed Avraham. The pasuk in Isaiah, chapter 29, verse 22. The Gemara darshins in Sanhedrin, that Yaakov redeems Avraham. This is discussed by Maran in the Igot HaRayah, in the first volume on page 320, and earlier on in Parshas Lech Lecha on Tafresh Tzadi, which we spoke about already. May Avraham yatsu Yishmael ubnei Ketura, mi Yitzchak Esav, v'ilu mitato shel Yaakov shleima, v'ein bizaro psul. Zeu pidyono shel Yaakov et Avraham. Avraham didn't have a pure house, Yishmael came out from him, b'nei Ketura. Yitzchak didn't have a pure house, Esav came from him. Yaakov was pure, shiftei ka shleimus mitasu shleim. That is the redemption of Yaakov redeeming Avraham. Avraham v'Yitzchak hem efot truma. Avraham and Yitzchak are truma. From their zera, the mamshichim were chosen. But Yaakov, Yisrael, is kodesh l'Hashem, kodesh b'garmei. He's holy himself. There's nothing left over. There's no place for the umos. Racious to us, or the Truma, is the relationship between the Jews and the Umas HaOlam. So by Avram Avinu, there was a Truma, the Shayara Nikarim, because Yitzchak was chosen, Yishmael wasn't. Yitzchak, it was Truma, Yaakov was chosen, and Esav wasn't. But by Yaakov, that's Kodesh, because that was all holy, what came from Yaakov. The Truma is the Yachas Bein Yisrael Umot HaOlam, because Latid Lavo, the Navi promised us, Ve'holchu Goyim Le'orech U'melachim Le'noga Zalchech, Pasuk B'Yishayahu, Perek Samech, Pasuk B'Gimel. Dehainu Tlut Bein HaGoyim HaMechapsim HaDracha Ve'Bein Yisrael HaMeirim Lahem Et HaDerech. Yesh Bo Tlut. There is a dependency here, a codependency, between the goyim who seek out hadracha and the Jewish people who shine for them the way. V'holchu goyim le'orech, the goyim will go with your light, u'melachim, and the kings, the nogash zalchech, to the shine of your light. Approximately is the translation. V'hanchel elyon goyim v'hafrido b'nei adam yatzev gvulot amim. The mispar b'nei Yisrael. Hamusag mispar ein lo gvul. Shere efshar limnot ad ein sof. Mikan shebnei Yisrael hem b'li mispar b'li gvul. ומבחינה רוחנית מהשמו של העניין שאין גבול לקדושת ישראל. דהיינו שמושג הקדושה מתייחס אליהם הוא כולל, מקיף, ממלא ואין לו גבול. בצד של קודש ישראל להשם אין לו מות תפיסה, כי קדושתם שלהם מוגבלת וסופית. מה שאין כן בראשית תבואתו, שהוא צד, הצד של תרומה גבולי, שהרי שערי ניכרים, ומצד השיריים הללו, יש אחיזה למושגי הקדושה המתייחסים לנוכרים. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes borders for the nations to the number of the Jewish people. Number has no limit. You can just keep counting and counting forever. The Jewish people have no limit. And this means spiritually that there's no limit to the Kedusha of the Jewish people. The concept of Kedusha that relates to the Jewish people is all-encompassing. There's no end to it. And the Tzad of Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, the Goyim have no Tfisa, because their Kedusha is limited. So therefore, we're Kodesh, we're unlimited. But the Reishis Tvuaso, that's the Tzad of the Truma, that's Gvuli, that's Shiarav Nikarim, and because of these Shirayim, there's Achiza, there is some sort of connection to the concept of Kedusha that relates to the Nachrim. The recognition of the nations in the future is dependent upon Yaakov, on the vision of Yishayahu Anavi, V'holchu Amim Rabim, V'amru, V'chu V'na'ale El Har Hashem, El Beit Elokei Yaakov, Darshu Chazal, Lo Ke'Avraham Shekro'o Har, V'lo Ki'Yitzchak Shekro'o Sadeh, Ele Ki'Yaakov Shekro'o Bayit, Ein Zekim Beit Elokim. Har V'Sadeh Hem Prinat Hitpashtut, V'li Ba'alut Mesuyemet U'Mugderet. Avraham Av Hamon Goyim, מכונה האדם הגדול והענקים. ואמרו חז"ל שבא לתקן את החטא של אדם הראשון, מפני שלא היה יכול להשאיר את העולם בקלקולו, וראה תפקיד חייו לפרסם שם השם בכל החברה האנושית. The recognition of the nations in the future is dependent on Yaakov. Yeshayahu Hanavi says that all of the Goyim are going to say, let us go up to the mountain of Hashem, to the house of the God of Jacob. And Chazal say that Avram Avinu called it a mountain. Not like Avram called it a mountain. And not like Yitzchak called it a field, but like Yaakov called it a bayis. Ein zekim beis Elokim. V'na'ale el har Hashem el beit Elokei Yaakov. So ultimately they want to reach the bayis. And that's Yaakov, Elokei Yaakov. Har v'sadeh are espashtus, without any specific limited defined bailas. Avraham Avinu is the Avamon Goyim. He's called the Adam HaGodol Ba'anokim. Chazal say he comes to be metakin the chayt of Adam HaRishon because he could not leave the world in its kilkul. He could not leave the world in its corruption. And he saw the purpose of his life to publicize the name of God in all of humanity. Yitzchak sanctified the name of heaven in the world. Yaakov limited the Kedusha of the Jewish people into the framework of the tribes as a home that is surrounded and defined. The Kedusha of the Jewish people can only be ensured when they are alone. Vayishkon Yisrael betach badad. So the Goyim are going to say, let's go up to the house, because we have to make sure that we have a house, that we have our walls that separate us and that keep us unique. Whereas the mountain and the field don't have limits. They can just keep going on. There's no defined bailus to them. Havdalah zo ben Yisrael la'amim. This Havdalah between the Jewish people has a dual purpose. It prepares the Jewish people for their task, and it also shows the derech for the nations of the world. When the Goyim want to be mischaber to Kedusha, they are going to understand that the Kedusha of the Jewish people is separate from the nations. Let us go and connect ourselves to the separate Kedusha. Chazal darshin. That the Hashem saw the seven mitzvahs that Bnei Noach were mekabel upon himself, and he was matir them. Even though they're mekayim them, like the Gemara says, they're not makabel schaki mitzuva v'yase, but rather ke'eno mitzuva v'yase. The iser of avodah zarah is included in the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach. Among the Jewish people, that's a mitzvah of yaharik val yavur. But by the goyim, the psak is that there's no bechina of yaharik val yavur, because they're not mitzuva al kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem is what connects all the mitzvahs to mikdash the yisrach b'nei Yisrael. Vis-a-vis the goyim, there's no musig of kiddush Hashem. And therefore, Ave Yatel Goyim, who etir et ha'igud, et ha'kiddush, ein lam kesher shel kedusha b'tzivui v'asiyah b'mitzvot. They don't have that kedusha. That's why they're not mitzvah v'yose. The mitzvah v'yose is what makes the kedusha, because it's coming from Hashem, the commandment. But if it's done ke'eno mitzvah v'yose, that loses the kedusha. So etir lam etir et ha'kiddush, only we have the nevikdash, only we have the kiddush Hashem. Ketuv b'shir ha'shirim, פרק ח' פסוק י"ב, ומתיים לנוטרים את פריו. היא דרגת קידוש השם, כמו שכתוב בזוהר, במדרש שנעלם בחיי שרה. הנוטרים את פריו, who are those who guard the fruit? Those are the Jewish people who are shaykh to the asiyas ha-mitzvahs, and to the mitzvahs, mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, that encompasses all the mitzvahs. This madrega is in our world, but in the future, it says, ve'amdu zarim ve'ra'u tzonechem, uv'nei nechar ikarechem v'chor mechem, ve'atem kohane Hashem tikareyu, mishalatei elokeinu ye'amer lachem. And the zarim, the foreigners, are going to get up and graze your sheep, and the Gentiles are going to be your farmers and your vineyard workers, and you are going to be the Kohanim of Hashem. Servants of God is going to be said to you. We find B'divrei Chazal that they explain these expressions of Avodas Adama as talking about mitzvahs. La'avdu l'shamra is la'avdu mitzvah say, l'shamra lo yisaseh. It's a pasuk in Gan Eden. So the b'chin of ikarim v'kolmim, a pasuk of the zarim la'asid lavo, that in the future the non-Jews are going to be your farmers and your vineyard workers, this can be explained as osei mitzvahs. Because we see in Chazal that working the land is called doing mitzvahs. Whereas by the Jewish people, the nevuah is going to be fulfilled, as it says in Isaiah chapter 61, verse 9, v'noda baguyim zar'am, v'tse'etza'ehem b'toch ha'amim, kol ro'ehem yakirum, ki hem zera berach Hashem. And it's going to be known among the Gentiles, your seed, and your children among the nations. All those who see them will recognize them, because they are seed that is blessed by God. Then the nations are going to recognize the essential kedusha of the Jewish people that is separate, and they're going to know that for the sake of being mashpia kedusha in the world, they have to mekabel upon themselves the yoke of mitzvahs to elevate themselves to the level of mitzvah ve'oseh. And the Jewish people are going to be on a higher level of kohanei Hashem, kama shekatuv ba'pasuk, mishartei Elokeinu. So that's the pasuk, v'amdu zarim ru'ut samchem, uv'nei nechar ikarechem v'chor mechem, b'chinas osei mitzvahs. But there it's going to be b'chinas mitzvah ve'oseh, and we're going to be on a higher level of the kohanim. Vayishkon Yisrael betach badad en Yaakov el eretz dagan v'tirosh. Hakinui en Yaakov metiches l'pchinat ma'ayan. Ma'ayan ma'im chayim akashur l'Yisrael. Skulato shal ha-ma'ayan shu metchadesh u'metgaber me'atzmo. Tzad zeh mudgash af b'farshatenu. Ulai lo tove ha'isha, elai k'tiv. V'darshu chazal, bat hayta le'Eliezer, v'Avraham amar lo, ata arur, ואני ברוך, ואין ארור מתדבק בברוך. ואכן, אם היה אליעזר במדרגה כזו של דובר ומשקה, מדוע כינהו אברהם ארור? אלא שעניינו של אליעזר דובר ומשקה מתורת רבו לאחרים, אבל לא היה מחדש מעצמו. התורה לא נעשתה עצמית לו, וממילא לא הפקיעתו מכלל ארור. ואף תיאורו, עבד אברהם אנוכי משמו מושפע, שאינו משפיע מכוחו ומעצמיותו. When it says in the pasuk, וישכון ישראל בטח בדד אין יעקב, in דברים למד גימל כפחת, the אין יעקב is talking about the בחין of מעיין. This flowing well that's connected to the Jewish people, the school of a well, is that it's מסחדש, it's מסגבר, it becomes powerful on its own. This perspective is emphasized in our parasha. Maybe the woman won't want to come with me. And Ulai is written without a vav. Elai. Chazal darshan that Eliezer had a daughter. And Avram said to him, listen, I know you want your daughter to marry my son, but you're cursed and I'm blessed. And a cursed person, Kenan, cannot connect to a blessed person, the Jewish people, Avram. Now, if Eliezer was in such a madrega of dolo mashke, why did Avram Avinu call him an aror? A curse? That doesn't sound so nice. But the idea is that Eliezer was Dole omashke mitaretz rabu la'acherim. He wasn't mechadish on his own. The Torah didn't become atzmis to him. It didn't come essentially his. And Memela, he was still in the category of Ur. And even his Te'ur, Eved Avraham Anochi, what does that mean, Eved Avraham Anochi? You're a mushpa. You're not mashpia. From your koyach, from your atzmius. That was the madrega of Eliezer. He was a mushpa. He wasn't mashpia from his koach and from his atzmius. Just an eved. Sarah worried, ki lo yirash ben ha'ama zot im b'niim Yitzchak. Hiskima da'ato shel makom. Zachta she'al yada nikba'a kitushat Eretz Yisrael. Sarah said that the ben ha'ama, Ishmael, is not going to inherit with Yitzchak. And Hashem agreed with her. And she was zocha that through her, the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael was established. In the Gemara, they learn kedusha kesef, kicha, kicha, mistei Ephraim. These lukichin, these likuchim, have a kinyan and have a kedushin. Kinyan is mashma b'foal, ayidei matan kesef. Kedushin is mashma b'koach. Zimun, hachana, kedushin is potential, is being prepared. That's what the word hakadish mashu, to set it aside. Zimun hachana, kinyan, is b'foya, is actual giving of money, and this chiluk relates to Eretz Yisrael. There is a kinyan b'foal, and there is a kedusha b'koach. Makom haMikdash nikra kinyan b'foal. The makom haMikdash is the kinyan b'foal, and that's one of the kinyanim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was calling in his world, like it says in Avos 6:9. Machon l'shiftecha pa'al da'ashem. From this place, Adam HaRishon was created. Gracious Rabbi Yudal Ches. This is the makor of the Metzius b'foal. This is the kinyan that Hashem is calling in the world. Machon l'shiftecha. This is a place for where you dwell. You made Hashem, as we say in Shmos Tetzvav Yud Zayin. From this place, man was created. This is the Metzius b'foal. We also find in the Gemara a concept of Kedusha Rishon, a Kitcha L'Shaita, a Kitcha L'Asid Lava. In other words, Sheyesh B'Kinyan Tzad Shel Asid Lava, Tzad She'ato Rak B'Koach, there's a concept of Kedusha that's only in the future. It's only B'Koach. And we find this about portions that are going to be added on to Yerushalayim by capturing them. We're adding them on. You're allowed to add on, like we see in the Gemara in Shavuos. You're allowed to add on territory to Jerusalem, to Yerushalayim. Mofiim as shnei tzadim, kibush b'foal, v'kviat hakdusha b'koach. L'achar kibush b'foal, ba'a kdusha b'koach al yedei navi, lachmei todah v'chulei. Kicha kicha mistei Ephron, tzad shaveh mebchinat ha'b'koach v'b'foal, l'kidushin. So there's the kibush b'foyal and there's the kedusha b'koach. After the kibush b'foyal, the Jews capture this area, so then the kedusha is added on to Yerushalayim by the Navi with lach metoda, shir, as we see again in Shavuos, left to Zayin Amar Aleph. So we learn kicha kicha from Stei Ephron. What do we say kicha kicha meant? On one hand, there's the kinyan, that you're kona a woman, and this again learned from Stei Ephraim, which is bought for whom? It was bought for Sarah. So this kedusha comes from Sarah. It's all rooted in Sarah. What was bought to Stei Ephraim, bought from Sarah. So there's the kicha, which is the kedusha b'foal, and then there's also the b'koach, and then there's the potential kedusha. And that's the Kedusha Rishon, a Kitcha L'Shaita, the Kitcha L'Asid Lava. That's the Kedusha of the future, of the potential, the B'Koach. And also when we add on to Yerushalayim. So if we capture something, first there's the kibush b'fo'el, and then we're koveya the kedusha b'koach. It's potential kedusha for the future. And that's done aydei navi and lachmetod, etc. So that's the tzad shavim ebchinas habakoach v'abefo'el, the kedushin with the Eretz Yisrael. So in kedushin, you have two aspects. On one hand, your kona, the woman. That's matan kesef, that's by giving her money. And then you have the kedushin, which is b'koach, the mashmos of kedushin, which is she set aside preparation. So that's the kedushin of a woman. And this chiluk we also see in Eretz Yisrael. There's a kinyan b'fo'el and a kedusha b'koach. The makom hamikdash is kinyan b'fo'el. Like we said, there are five kinyanim that Hashem was kohen in His world. Machon l'shiftecha pa'alta Hashem. That's the mitzias of kedusha b'fo'el. And then there's also the kedusha b'koach. Kedusha rishon kitchel chayta v'kitchel asid lava. And then when we add on to Yerushalayim, we have the b'fo'el, the capturing it. And then we have the b'koach, the kedusha ayidei navi, ayidei navi v'lach metoda. So now we have the common denominator of the koach and b'fo'el in kedushin and in Eretz Yisrael. Chevron, al yidei kivrei ha'avot sheba, hi b'chinat kinyan b'koach. Chevron, because it has kivrei avos, is kinyan in potential. Chevron sheva shenim nivnita lefnei tzoan mitzrayim. Chevron was built 7 years before tzoan. In Lashon Chazal, tzoan has a mashmos of achidish, mashmut shel rabuta, vim ki tzoan lo hayta derech keva, עיר מלוכה במצרים, בכל זאת נקרא רבוותה. ואף חברון, אם כי לא הייתה עיר המלוכה הקבועה, בה הייתה ראשית מלוכת דוד, מפני שבה נעוץ הקניין בכוח של קדושת ארץ ישראל. מצרים מכונה מרכבת המשנה, וצון מצרים היא ההפך מקדושת הבכוח של ארץ ישראל. So Tzoan, not Rabusa, a Chiddush, like I said before, but Miloshon Rabvisa. In the Yalkut Shimoni, it says, Tzoan de Marbi me Malki, Tichtiv ki yayu b'Tzoan Sarav. There are kings there, there are Sarim there. Rashi and Sota, Lamed Daled on the base, Ama Paro b'Tzoan Yativ. Paro sat in Tzoan. So, B'derech Keva, it wasn't the most chashuv place in Mitzrayim, but it still is called a chashuv place. That's where the Sarim would dwell. And Chevron, Sheva Shanim Livnitsa, Lefnei Tzoan Mitzrayim. So Chevron also is equated to that, in that it was Tzoan, in that it was not an Ir Malacha Kavua, where you had the Rashis of Malchus of Meluchas David. It wasn't Kavua, but that's where Meluchas David started, because that's where you have the Kinyan B'Koach of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Chevron is the B'Koach of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. It's not an Ir Malacha Kavua, but that's the Rashis Malchus David. That's the beginning. That's where it started. That's the potential for the future. Mitzrayim is called Merkebes HaMishneh. It's interesting that in the Zohar, he compares the seven, he says that the 7 years of Malchus David, the regal revius of the Merkava was in Chevron. So David HaMelech also relates to the Merkava. The time of the Kevs HaMishneh, the second Merkava. So the Tzoan Mitzrayim is the Hefech Mikedushas HaBakoach of Eretz Yisrael. It's like the negative of the Kedush of Eretz Yisrael. It's the Bekoach. It also has Melucha there, just not the Derech Keva, like Chevron. Musag ze shel Kedushat HaBakoach b'Eretz Yisrael מסביר אף את הדעה בגמרא שארץ נתחלקה ליוצאי מצרים, שנאמר לשמות מטות אבותם ינחלו. לבאי הארץ נתחלקה הארץ, כפי חשבון של יוצאי מצרים, שנטלוה בתורת ירושה מאבותיהם, כך ברשב"ן, בבא בתרא. קי"ז עמוד א', ארץ ישראל, was mischalek the yotzei Mitzrayim. The Rashbam says, "L'shmos matei avosim imchalo, lebay haaretz nischalko haaretz." Eretz Yisrael was given to those who came to Eretz Yisrael, according to the cheshbon of the yotzei Mitzrayim that took it b'toras Yerusha. Me'avisayim, the people who came to Eretz Yisrael took it b'toras Yerusha from their avos. So it's mischalek to those who left Mitzrayim, and then according to that number of those who left Mitzrayim, it was given out as an inheritance to their children. Usually, the living inherit the nechasim that were befoal to the mason. By Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, the living inherited the bekoach by the mason. In other words, they had a potential kinyan in Eretz Yisrael, but not an actual kinyan in Eretz Yisrael, because they would say Mitzrayim. But you see this musag of bekoach in Eretz Yisrael, like we saw before also. You have in Kiddushin a musag of kinyan befoal and the Kiddushin bekoach, and you also have in Eretz Yisrael a musag of the bekoach and the befoal. The Kiddushin Rishon, Kitchel HaShaita, bekoach, the Kitchel HaSid Lavo, the befoal, and then the Kitchel HaSid Lavo, bekoach. The Kibush befoal, and then maybe Kovea Kiddusha bekoach, the potential for the future. Kivrei Avos makes a kinyan b'koach, because this is going to be, Chevron's going to be the Yer Melucha, not the Yer Melucha Kvua, but it's going to create the potential for future Melucha. That's where David starts in Chevron, just like at Tzoan, is a potential for future Melucha, even though it's not the Iker Melucha of Mitzrayim. The Yotzei Mitzrayim inherited Eretz Yisrael, but they didn't get it before, only b'koach, and later on before, their descendants inherited Eretz Yisrael. The Makor shel HaKdusha b'koach Eitz al HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hu she'amar HaKatuv Ki li ha'aretz V'hayim u'kdushat ha'aretz she'b'koach Etzlihu U'mishum kach Lo timakher L'tzmitut She'en adam yachol l'msor et kinyano Ela ad ha'yovel B'shnat ha'yovel Ba kora Dror la'aretz חוזרת הקדושה בכוח לכל בן ישראל, וחוזרת חלוקת הארץ למצבה הראשוני, על פי שמות מתות אבותם. חוזר משום שגרים ותושבים אתם ממדי, המקביל לדברי אברהם, גר ותושב, אנוכי עמכם. תנו לי אחוזת קבע. The mocker of the Kiddusha בכוח by Kodesh Baruch Hu is when the pasuk says, the land belongs to me. In other words, the Kiddusha's arts, the potential Kiddusha of Eretz Israel is by me. And therefore, since I'm holding on to the potential Kedusha, so the land cannot be sold forever, only until Yovel. In Yovel, there's freedom given to the land, and then the Kedusha B'Koach returns to the every Jewish person, and then they get back the land of their ancestral land. And this is all because you're Gerim V'Toshavim. You are only temporary dwellers with me. You're strangers. You're not Kavua. And that parallels the words of Avram, Ger v'toshav anuchi imachem. Gerim v'toshavim atem imadi. So you have the Kedusha b'koach by, later on, the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael, and you also have by Avram Avinu. When Avram Avinu was commanded, Kum et alech ba'aretz le'oruka u'le'ruchba, it says immediately, V'yehal Avraham v'yavo v'yeshev be'elonei mamre asher b'chevron. Makom shebo merukezet ha'kedusha b'koach shel Eretz Yisrael. When Avraham Avinu was commanded, get up and walk the land, the length and width and the breadth of the land, it says that Avraham Avinu encamped, and he came and he sat in Elenei Mamre, that's in Chebron, where the Kedusha B'Koach of Eretz Yisrael is centralized. Chebron, Zo sheneftachat achakach l'reishit meluchat David, that's where the meluch of David will start afterwards. And that's in Achuz al HaMeisim. And that's an inheritance for those who have died, who are zoch in Eretz Yisrael, and are mezakeh l'chayim habayim mikocham shel hanikbarim. Mikoach those nikbarim there, they're establishing the kiddush of Eretz Yisrael, those that come later. As we said before, that Sarah said Ki lo yirash ben amazos minim Yitzchak, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed with her that Ishmael is not going to inherit, and through her the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is nikba. So you have this inyan of kicha kicha of kedusha b'koach and kedusha b'fall by Sarah, by kedushin, which is learned from Stafron, which was bought for Sarah, and you also have the kedusha b'koach and the kedusha b'fall by Eretz Yisrael b'chlal, as we saw before, and also we see this in Chevron, that the Chevron is the place of kedusha b'koach, and this kedusha b'koach establishes this place as an inheritance, this potential kedusha, because of the niftarim that are there, establish it in potential as the place of the Jews for those for the Jews who come later. Through the first kiddush kavura in Eretz Yisrael, that of Sarah, comes the kiddush b'koach, and this kedusha is what was koveh kedushas Eretz Yisrael la'olam. By the kavura rishon of Eretz Yisrael zo shel Sarah, kama kiddush b'koach, v'kedusha zo hi shekavat kedushat Eretz Yisrael la'olam. Kedusha ma'avdilat Eretz Yisrael mishar chalkei amim, mishar chalkei olam. Aidei dvareh shel Sarah, lo yirash ben ha'ama, kama havdala ben Yisrael shekulam kedushim b'li shirayim ben umot ha'olam. Through this first kavur in Eretz Yisrael of Sarah, comes the kiddush b'koach, the potential kiddush, the kiddush for the future. And this kedusha was koveh the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael la'olam, a kedusha that distinguishes Eretz Yisrael from other parts of the world. Through the words of Sarah, lo yirash ben ha'ama, is established the distinction between the Jewish people, where we're all holy, without Shirayim, and the Umos, Olam, who lack that level of Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. And that's the drosha of Yodea Hashem Yemei Tmimim. Kedushat Yisrael Hashleima Ke'am Levadad. Yodea Hashem Yemei Tmimim. The Kedusha of the Jewish people, that is a people who are alone, a pure people. V'nachalatam le'olam tia, their inheritance will be forever through the kvura in Nachalas Eretz Yisrael, the potential Kedusha, this Kedusha b'koach, has been established forever. V'nachalatam le'olam tia. Al yidei ha'kvura v'nachalat Eretz Yisrael nikba ha'kedusha b'koach le'olam. De mosif morenu v'rabenu הרב הדרי זכרונו לברכה בשולי השמועה. מחרוזת השמועה נפתחת בדברי המדרש, החורז את דבריו מתוך פסוק בתהילים, אלא שהמדרש משייך את דרשתו לתולדות חייה הפרטיים של שרה, ואילו על פי היריעה הרחבה הנפרסת על ידי הרב מתברר שאף בקשר לכלל ישראל יש לייחס את עקרונות המדרש. המעמד המיוחד שיש לסיפור זיווגו של יצחק, יסודו בדבריה של שרה על בלעדיותו של יצחק כממשיך מפעלו של אברהם, בהקבלה לבלעדיות זו, בא בדידותם המסירה של ישראל ביחס לאומות. אמנם, יחס זה הוא מורכב. מחד, הבידוד הוא מוחלט, ומעידך, ישראל נושאים באחריות למעמדו הרוחני של העולם בעקבות אברהם. על ציר דיאלקטי זה, שבלשון אחרת הוא מתנסח במושגי בכוח בפועל, נחרזים פסוקי נבואה, דרשות חז"ל, מושגי הלכה, מאמרי הזוהר, העוסקים במעשה האבות והבנים. בחריזה זו מתבלטים נושאי הפרשה. הקניין בארץ ישראל על ידי קבורתה של שרה, מעמדה של חברון בתולדות ישראל, ואישיותו של אליעזר, עבד אברהם. וראה עוד ספר נר למאור בעמוד 89, ובלקוטי הראיה ב' בעמוד 33. והדברים היו נפלאים, מרוממים, מאירי עיניים ומרנילי לב. תודה רבה רבה שהקשבתם. Shalom, shalom, avai, yiditai, moray, v'lavitai.